I'd like to offer all of you a warm welcome to worship this evening for our Christmas Eve candlelight service. As you can probably tell, I'm still feeling quite unwell. But much like a mom, you can't not take care of your kids if you're feeling sick. Just like a pastor, you can't not lead worship and preach if you're sick on Christmas Eve. So thank you in advance for your grace for me this evening. Sometimes our best looks different on different days. And so we're grateful tonight that worship is indeed not a performance, but an offering of all of who we are in praise to God. And we're grateful that you have come to offer your worship and praise this evening. I want to thank Robert Napolitano because he is here offering his service this evening. We are for the first time able to offer a live stream of our Christmas Eve candlelight service. So welcome to all of you who are joining us online. And I want to say thank you to Judy, to our musicians, and to all of you who have spent hours planning and preparing for these Advent and Christmas services. After our long weeks of waiting, we are finally here. And thanks be to God that no matter how faithful we are in our waiting, that God is always faithful in coming to us. A couple of notes for our service this evening. If you are able, please stand where indicated, and you are invited to read aloud the portions of the service that are in bold print in the bulletin. Dear ones, let us now call ourselves to worship. In faithfulness and mercy, God became human. In humility and tenderness, God was born of Mary. In great love, the God of the universe was wrapped in swaddling clothes. The Savior of all was laid in a manger. As we offer our worship and praise this night, may we be drawn into God's never-ending love. Let us join our voices with the heavenly host, that we may sing God's glory on high. Let us take our place among the shepherds, that we may find the one for whom we've waited, Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh.
Oh,
us pray. Almighty God, you made this night holy. Shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament lesson is from the 9th chapter of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of your burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 2nd chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear ones, we have gathered together on this holy and sacred night in worship to celebrate that God so loved the world, that God so loved everything that God had created, that God became human, that God came to be with us. Jesus, born on this night. Over the past few weeks, I've been pondering the night and darkness a lot. As the winter solstice has been approaching, you know, the longest night of the year, and as we've been preparing for worship this evening, even in just a little bit, we're going to sing Silent Night, Holy Night. Some of our favorite hymns talk about this holy and sacred night. I think it's deeply significant that Jesus was born in the dark of night. In fact, I think it's in the darkness that God does some of God's most powerful work. Think about it. In the beginning, creation began in the dark. In the beginning, the earth was a formless void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. The Spirit of God hovered over the waters. You know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the very first word that God spoke creation into being with was in the darkness, when God said, "Let there be light." How about when Abraham began to wonder if God would keep God's promise to give he and Sarah a child? Well, if you remember, God took Abraham outside in the dark of night and told him to count the stars, because that's how numerous his descendants would be. God used the darkness to bring comfort to Abraham and to assure Abraham that God is faithful to keep God's promises. It was in the darkness of night that God passed over Egypt and set God's people free after hundreds of years in slavery. It was in the dark of night that Samuel heard God's still small voice calling him to be a mighty prophet. It was also in the dark of night that a multitude of the heavenly hosts appeared to the shepherds who were living in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angels appeared. And they told them, "Do not be afraid. We bring you good news of great joy for all people. There is a babe in a manger who is the Savior of the world." And so in the dark of night, they traveled to that stable to see that babe in a manger. And it was in the dark of night that those outsiders, those ragamuffins, those people that nobody wanted around, were the first ones to see Jesus with their very own eyes. It was in the darkness of Mary's womb that Jesus grew, that Mary's own body nourished Jesus and kept him safe those 9 months. It was in a dark stable on a dark night in Bethlehem when Mary gave birth to our Lord. In the darkness, the creator of the world became created and took his first breath and cried his first cry. It was in the dark of night that Mary nursed her son for the very first time. It was also in the dark of night that Mary stared at him like any mother would, in awe at his beautiful face and his tiny nose and ears. She smiled, I'm sure, at the little grunts he made as he was laying there. And I think in the dark of night, with maybe only a little light coming from the moon, Mary just couldn't stand not to hold her baby any longer. So she picked him up out of that feeding trough. And she saw him make that newborn scrunch as she brought him to her chest and held him. I think it might have been in the darkness of night, with just a little bit of moonlight, that she ever so gently unwrapped those swaddling clothes to count, yes, again, there were 10 fingers, and yes, again, there were 10 toes on those precious feet that had been kicking her all those 9 months. Oh, night divine indeed. Oh, night when Christ was born. God does some of God's most powerful work in the darkness. Now, I know that given the choice, we prefer the day, we prefer the light, because the darkness and the dark times in our lives can be hard, and they can be very scary, because we can't always see what's going on around us. The darkness in our lives, both literal and figurative, can be unsettling, can be uncertain, and it can make us downright uncomfortable. You see, fear lurks in the darkness, and fear uses our imaginations to grow itself and to make us more afraid. Because sometimes the truth is we fear what we can't see, and we fear what we don't know. And the truth is that oftentimes in the darkness we become forgetful. We wonder, is God still near? Is God still working? Is God still with us? Yes, beloved. Yes, in the darkness God is still near. Yes, beloved. In the darkness, God is still at work. Yes, beloved. Even in the darkness, God is still and will always be with you. Even when you can't see God, God sees you. God does not sleep nor slumber. God is always at work in the darkness, even when you can't see it. And even when you can't see what's happening in the dark, God sees it, and God knows, because even the darkness is not dark to God. Psalm 23 reminds us that even when we walk through the darkest of valleys, God is with us. And so when it is dark and the darkness has been so long and you feel like you might not be able to hold on to God any longer, it's okay. You can stop trying and you can let go, because God is always holding on to you, and God will never let go, not even in the darkness. Because, beloved, God does some of God's most powerful work in the darkness. If you remember, there was another dark night that God did God's most powerful work as well. In the darkness of a tomb on a dark night, God defeated death by raising our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. God does God's most powerful work at night. And so let us not be afraid of the dark. Let us, like the shepherds, hear those angels say, "Do not be afraid." Because on this night, we have good news of great tidings of great joy for all people. Because born to us and all people is our Savior, Christ the Lord. And so, brothers and sisters, let us stand and raise our voices as we join the unending praise of God that has always been and will always be, as we too sing glory to God in the highest and peace to all on earth. Thanks be to God that God not only does God's most powerful work in the dark, but that God comes to us in the dark and abides with us in the dark. Our Lord Emmanuel. Thanks be to God for a love like that. Amen.
Trusting in God's good news of great joy for all people, we offer our prayers for ourselves, our neighbors, and the world God loves. Glory to you, God, for the song of the angels proclaiming to the world Christ's holy birth. Give your church a joyful song to sing, that we bring the good news of peace and salvation to all people. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Glory to you, God, for the stars that shine in the depth of the night. Provoke awe in our hearts at the expansive mystery of the cosmos. Open us to find beauty in the clear darkness of night and in the first glimmers of dawn. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Glory to you, God, for the child born to us who establishes a kingdom of justice and righteousness. Break bonds of oppression, bring reconciliation to warring lands, and establish peace from this time onward and forevermore. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Glory to you, God, for Mary's loving care. Lead us to tend to one another in time of need. Share the comfort of your presence with all people tonight who are alone or separated from loved ones due to estrangement, incarceration, or illness, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, John, Sandra, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Glory to you, God, for the faithfulness of the shepherds in their vocation. Grant rest to any who feel exhausted from their work during this season. Retail and restaurant workers, church musicians, administrative staff, and clergy, organizers of charitable giving events, and service workers doing essential tasks. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Glory to you, God, for the multitude of the heavenly hosts. We rejoice in the zeal of all your saints who have witnessed the appearing of your grace and who revealed salvation for all. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Abide with us, O God of mercy, and receive our prayers according to your abundant grace. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to move around a little bit and share the peace of Christ with one another.
Still, still, sweet.
Let us pray together. Gracious God, you use ordinary things for your purpose. Water to mark your children, bread and wine to feed and nourish us, a child in a manger to announce your grace. Take these ordinary things, these gifts of paper and metal, and the lives behind them. Bless and use them to proclaim your gracious love, for we offer them in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Of all the things you might be hoping to get this Christmas, I don't want you to get sick from me. And so my dear Isabel is going to help me serve the bread again, just as she did on Sunday. And I will consecrate it, but she's going to hold up the elements for us. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. And blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Amen. Lord, unite us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. In Christ's manger and at Christ's table, come. Come and see what God has made known for you. Calvin.
Thank you.
Please stand for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. Merciful God, you have come among us at this table. By the Spirit's power, form us to be bearers of your word, sharing gifts of mercy and grace with all. Through Jesus, our host and our guest. Amen.
Does everybody have a candle? If you don't, please raise your hand and the ushers will bring one to you now. So in just a moment, we are going to extinguish all of the light in the sanctuary and sit in the beauty and wonder of God's darkness for a few seconds before the Christ candle is lit, symbolizing Jesus, the light of the world. When the time comes, the ushers will come and they will get their light from that Christ candle and they will walk up and down the aisle to give the light to you. If your candle is lit, hold it straight and let the person next to you with an unlit candle tip their candle to light it. When all of the candles have been lit, we will sing Silent Night together. Dear ones, it was in the dark that God spoke creation into being. It was in the darkness of Mary's womb that Christ grew. It was in the darkness of night, in a dark stable, that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the light of the world, was born. When you were baptized into Christ Jesus, you were given the call to let your light so shine so that others may see your good work and glorify our Father in heaven. Brothers and sisters, may the light that Christ uses us to light the world with make the world a lighter and brighter, more loving and Christ-like place.
Thank you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Receive now the blessing, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the Magi, the obedience of Mary and Joseph, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmastide. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you this night and always. Amen. Thanks be to God.